What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group, Cleveland, Ohio, coming at you in the car, just talking real estate on the commute, just random thoughts of my journey and what's going on today and this week in real estate for us. We do commercial brokerage and we do real estate development. So one of the things we've been talking about recently is cryptocurrency, the blockchain, and NFTs, and how it will be relating to real estate transactions and business. And so, I'm not going to go into the whole cryptocurrency blockchain explanation, but it seems like if cryptocurrency continues to gain traction in the mainstream and in the economic world, that it does have huge implications towards real estate. And whether it's purchasing a house using cryptocurrencies and NFTs, and also using the smart contracts within the technology, I believe that there's an opportunity here. Don't know exactly what that opportunity is, but I think it's the whole blockchain crypto thing is, in my opinion, Web 3.0. Web 2.0 was the internet, and then you saw a bunch of companies on the rise and popping up, and then investors putting in a ton of money to get in early, and then you see that bubble burst, and then you have a couple or a few companies that emerge at the other side of the bubble bursting. So that's what you're seeing now with NFTs and cryptocurrency. And so, all of this noise will eventually settle, and then you'll have the true operators and the true value of this technology emerging with a few companies. And then some of those companies will get overtaken by other companies, just like anything else in business and in life. It's just a natural evolution. So what we're looking at is NFTs in relation to raising funds for real estate development projects, and then also using NFTs to broker real estate. So selling an NFT with real estate attached to it, with lease agreements attached to it, with other legal, but within the confines of the smart contract instructions that will be carried out based on the programming of the smart contract. So again, if you're not familiar with all that, and today is February 28, 2022, whenever you're listening to this, it might even be commonplace and maybe even obsolete by the time you're listening to this. But if you're listening to it closer to that date, then I think it's worth a investment of your time in research of these things. And I've only scratched the surface. I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, but I can just feel, based on what I currently know and the limited knowledge that I know, that this could be a huge opportunity. So we're still working on a 50,000 square foot conversion of a building in Summit County, Ohio, to apartments and retail space. So that will require the city to put up some funding, because quite frankly, right now, construction costs and the cost of developing is really high due to inflation and supply chain issues and everything else that's going on. And I consider this post-pandemic. We're going to need some help from public funding sources and things like that. And then we will be raising funding sources from private investors and from banks and things like that to get this project off the ground. You know, so we're looking at a lot of different things right now, but that seems to be the one that's catching a lot of traction. So, you know, and just like any of these development deals, they take a long time to develop and get going based on, you know, going through with all the stakeholders and permitting and then raising the funds and all of that stuff. It's really a moving target from what I've seen, and I think it's a great education experience to know that, you know, you really, you can plan, and then you have to plan on a moving target and contingencies if those targets continue to move, and hopefully mitigate your risk and not get too hurt if things come crashing down, you know. But that's part of the real estate development game, is you know, trying to get to a point where you're confident with your estimates and then your money. So we'll see. But with that, I'm going to let you go. I'll be back with an update after our development meeting, and we will catch you then.